This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. This holiday season at the Adobe Theater in Albuquerque, it's not just the performance space that will be transformed, but the members of the audience themselves. As the lights come up, they become a studio audience, actually taking part in a radio broadcast of A Christmas Carol. This unique, imaginative version of the Dickens classic was conceived and directed by our guest this morning, Becky Mayo. Becky, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Spencer.
Where did the concept for this radio presentation version of A Christmas Carol come from, Becky?
It really came out of two sources, I think. I had been involved with previous productions of Christmas Carol and loved the story, loved the message, and loved the theatricality of the story. But also, I really enjoy programs on the radio like Prairie Home Companion, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. There's a resurgence of interest in studio audience radio plays. And that's what got me starting along the lines of, wouldn't Christmas Carol be a wonderful adaptation to put into that setting where the actors are at the microphone and off the microphone, but the audience also helps in supplying the various sounds. Horses' hooves, horse whinnies, laughing, of course, applause, even wind. And has the charm of the duality of something that is, in fact, broadcast with the fact that it's also interactive with the live studio audience.
And very high tech.
Very high tech. We have absolutely fabulous sound equipment. Mike Langner, formerly of KHFM and KKOB, has assisted us with the most fabulous state-of-the-art sound equipment.
Now, tell me, Becky, what actually are people going to see who are in the audience?
They will come into the theater, and they will first meet the woman who is the stage manager for this production. They'll watch the sound check of the equipment. They'll try a few sounds so that we can get sound levels. And then the radio play will begin. The sound ladies are in the sound booth behind the performers, so you will watch all of the sound effects being created live, the door slamming, Marley's ghost, the chains, it's all there.
And, of course, the hope is that the story begins to transcend the environment of the radio studio itself.
And it absolutely does. We hope that the audience will be drawn in to the story. In writing this, I meticulously preserve Dickens' language. So the language is not contemporized in any way. So all of the lines that we love are all intact. It was first produced in 1844, and after it was presented in December in London, by the end of February, there were over 8 productions of this. So it's always translated well to an interactive setting.
There are a lot of ways that you can adapt A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. Every version seems to be different. What were you looking for in the story? What did you want to accentuate?
I think what I most wanted to accentuate was the story and the message of the story. And I think that that is what transcends any religiosity about it, that we can all be better people than we are, that we do live in the past, the present, and the future, that our choices matter, that our lives matter, and that we can do better. We can be better people.
Becky Mayo has adapted Dickens' A Christmas Carol into a live classics radio theater presentation on stage this weekend and next at the Adobe Theater, 9813 4th Street Northwest in Albuquerque. That's just north of Alameda. For reservations, call 898-9222 or go to adobetheater.org. Becky, have a great holiday.
Thank you, and the same to you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.